MojoBreak.com.
Pack Rippers and Sports Nuts, welcome. This is the MojoBreak.com Sports Card Show, Volume 3. I'm Doug Fresh.
I'm Dan Ridge.
We got all kinds of cool, exciting stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the hobby news, but we're going to incorporate some sports news into it as well. We're also going to give you a power report. We're going to go through AAA, AA, single A, baseball. What we mean by my power report, guys that are hitting home runs, hitting the ball far, because we all know that's what's exciting. We're also going to touch on our douchebag of the week, at least my douchebag of the week, and Dan's going to talk about it as well. We're going to go over pack searching, what we think about that, our opinion on that. We're going to go over our Top Series 2. We just busted a whole case of Top Series 2 Jumbo, so we're going to give you guys a review on that. And then we're also going to preview Elite. So we're going to preview Elite 2011 football. Right into the news segment, Panini partnered with EA Sports. Madden's coming out. Who doesn't play Madden? We all love Madden.
Everybody loves Madden.
I've been playing it since I was barely able to not drink out of a bottle anymore. I was playing Madden pretty much. So I love Madden. I wait in line and buy the midnight release every year, and it's exciting to me. I play Dan, and I normally beat him. Niners with against the Rams.
That's not true. That's just flat wrong.
Well, we'll record it and put it on a podcast one of these days. You know, you'll see the Niners dominating the Rams just like the early 80s and 90s. So,
oh, yeah.
But what they did, which is cool, so Panini is going to put out Marshall Faulk, which I've never heard of him. I don't know if you've heard of him.
It says Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame running back Marshall Faulk, right?
They put him in the Hall of Fame? Or the Hall of Shame? Am I reading that wrong?
Oh, man.
Hall of Fame. Okay.
Oof.
So, they put Marshall Faulk cards, randomly inserted his autograph cards into editions, the Hall of Fame edition of Madden. So you can open a box of Madden and get a Marshall Faulk autograph. So it's pretty cool, I think, you know.
You know who's not in there? Dexter Carter.
I've never heard of Dexter Carter either.
You know who's not in there? Is it Terry Kirby?
Terry Kirby, what was he? Running back extraordinaire?
Yeah, he wasn't. Garrison Hurst is not in there.
Marshall Faulk modeled his career after Terry Kirby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it says here, too.
The fine city of Miami.
but they also have, what they've done, too, is you guys all heard of the golden ticket that's in the Panini Contenders box. They have the golden ticket redemptions. They're going to throw that in one Xbox 360 and one PlayStation 3 box. It's a randomly inserted golden ticket. Hopefully people that know about the hobby get that, because somebody might just be so into Madden that they don't even care about the card and they throw the golden ticket redemption away. Like, what the hell is this advertisement? I don't know. You know,
it's
could happen.
It's a possibility.
You know, they also are doing virtual cards through the Madden Ultimate Team Platinum Packs, and they're going to have 13 Hall of Famers plus all the old Madden subjects. So I know there was Eddie George was on one of them, Michael Vick.
I think Steve McNair was on one.
Steve McNair might have been on one. Drew Brees, Fitzgerald.
Dorsey Levens.
Dorsey Levens made a box?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Positive. Wow. That is that is good Madden knowledge. That's actually, it's great Madden knowledge.
I don't know about that. We'll have to check on that. We'll have to Dorsey from the Packers?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't know.
This is one of my best years.
So, yeah, and then Tops, jump right into Tops. They're actually letting people decide who's going to make the next diamond cut. So they're having a picture I'm seeing here is Don Mattingly. Pretty sweet looking card. I think those diamond cards are pretty killer. The diamond die cut cards, I should say. And those are available through the Diamond Code Redemption. So I pulled a Freddie Freeman. Sold it for $38. I was pretty stoked. Quickest shipping ever. I delivered it to the guy in 3 minutes.
I should have a mustache relic of Mattingly.
Of Mattingly. That would be pretty sweet. Put it in Ginter.
Yep.
That's maybe we should
Mattingly mustache relic.
We should patent that.
Oh, we should. That's a DNA card right there.
A DNA, you know.
There you go.
Some serious collectors might put it on their face and be like, I have a Mattingly mustache piece on my face.
A little piece of Mattingly with me at all times.
Stalkers or something, you know, might go right after that. But it's Don. So what they're going to do is they want you to vote on who they're going to put more redemptions of diamond die cuts. And the matchups are Mattingly versus Sandberg, Robinson versus Ozzie Smith, Reggie Jackson versus Roberto Alomar, and Frank Thomas versus Johnny Bench.
Ooh.
So I think all of them should make cards. They're all pretty legendary players there, but
Mattingly or Sandberg?
You know, I'd probably have to go with Mattingly.
I'd go Sandberg.
Yeah, you do kind of have a secret hard on for the Cubs.
You got to feel sorry for them. It's been a while.
It has. The history of them losing has been going on for
Frank Robinson, a long time. Ozzie Smith.
Yeah.
I'd go the Wizard.
I would too. I probably will. I have to agree with you on that. Best defensive shortstop of all time, and his bat wasn't bad either.
And he can do backflips.
Can Frank Robinson do that?
Probably not.
Is Frank Robinson still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Can he do backflips at 80?
Reggie Jackson, Roberto Alomar.
I don't know. Are we talking about Oakland Reggie Jackson, or are we talking about New York Reggie Jackson?
Talking California Angels Reggie Jackson.
California Angels Reggie Jackson? Or are we talking basketball Reggie Jackson?
Oof. He was good in basketball.
He was a hell of an actor in that one. Yeah, I would probably go with I'm gonna go with Roberto Alomar. Wasn't a real big Reggie Jackson fan. I thought he was too egotistical.
I'm pretty much gonna go with Mr. October.
Okay.
He pretty much has. He's named after a month. That's his nickname.
That's true. He does. There's only 12 months, and he owns one of
them. He has one of them.
Yeah. How come we don't hear about it like a Mr. January in baseball?
Well. I think the obvious reasons.
I'd be Mr. January if I played baseball.
Frank Thomas or Johnny Bench?
Actually, I'd be Mr. Bench if I was baseball. And not Johnny type of bench.
Because you're hitting the pine?
Riding the pine. I would probably go with the Big Hurt.
I'd have to say the Big Hurt.
The Big Hurt,
At one point, that guy in the 90s was absolutely just the most feared hitter. He can actually play a little bit of defense, too. I mean, later on in his career, everybody knows he made all his money with the A's, but... and all his fame.
Oh, yeah. He's big celebrity around here in the Bay Area.
Oh, people love him.
I mean, who wouldn't fear a guy who's, like, 8'11" standing there and...
Is he that big?
He's that big.
He's a big dude. Well, shit, his name is the Big Hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he hurt you. He hurt pitchers. He ended pitchers' careers after they faced him.
His name's not Tiny.
Not Tiny Hurt.
Tiny Hurt.
That'd be an oxymoron. And speaking of Tops, back on the Tops, they're doing a Prime 9 Player of the Week, which is an effort to, in my opinion, to get people to the hobby store, which is good. Starting July 18th, Tops will announce the Prime 9 Player of the Week. And inserted, if you're not familiar, these cards are inserted 1 in 18 hobby packs and 1 in 5 jumbo packs. We did a jumbo break, and we got 7 of them out of 6 boxes, so it pretty much fits in the odds. You go in there, and you get a special refractor version of the player they named. I don't know if it has to be within that week period, but I would assume so. So basically, they'll announce, don't quote me on this, but they say Hank Aaron, Prime 9 Player of the Week for Week 1, go in and get it. So that makes you go down there and redeem that card, and they give you a card at your hobby store. But they also... give you a chance to win a trip to the 2012 World Series and see the Giants play somebody from the American League. They give you a chance for that. So
like
that's
like how you threw that in there.
You slipped it right in there. Put your money on the Giants. No, I'm just kidding. So that's pretty cool, I thought. They want to get the hobby store involved. Obviously, they try to get people away from buying stuff on the internet and give back to the hobby stores, people that have been selling products for years.
So are they're sending the hobby shop just every week a bunch of cards?
Assume so. They probably
are. Wonder if they're like in enclosed packs, or literally is the guy gonna give you a card?
I think they're literally gonna give you a card.
Oh.
Maybe it's up to the hobby shop to give you a top loader, maybe. I don't know.
Because who stops the hobby shop from searching all through those cards trying to find the best one?
Well,
or are they just all numbered the same?
I think it's a limited edition Topps Chrome refractor. So I'm thinking it's not numbered. It just says refractor on it, and they probably get 300 of the same exact card.
Okay. So the cards probably are not going to be worth much.
Probably not worth much, but maybe they throw in a hot rookie. I was talking to you about this earlier. I think it would be genius of them to throw in a Bryce Harper one. Who knows if they do that, but it is Harper Mania, and I think people would definitely go down to the store if they could get a Bryce Harper card.
He'll blow you a kiss.
Speaking of that, I don't know if you guys seen that, but A little confident, you know. I guess give the eight. Is he 18 or is he 19?
I think he's 19.
19. He hit a home run off of somebody a couple days ago and ran around the bases and blew the guy a kiss that threw the ball to him. The pitcher, that is.
I think we have a segment that we're gonna go over later, and
we'll talk a little further about the kiss.
That name may come up again.
Yeah. You know, we don't talk about basketball a whole lot, so I wanted to talk about the Dallas Mavericks and give them a round of applause here. They beat the Miami Heat. I'm sure everybody knows that by now, but it was a good little series. The Heat didn't show up, didn't live up to the expectations that everybody thought they were. And Panini is putting out a collection, a 2010-2011 NBA playoffs NBA champion 36-card box set. And it's one card for every player on the Mavericks roster, cards for each of the Mavs' playoff victories, including game-specific photography from key moments. There's a Rick Carlisle card and a special card honoring Finals MVP Dirk Nowitzki. So $20, you can get it. I don't know if it's released yet, but it's on Panini's online store. So that's pretty cool. Good to see Dallas win. Dirk Nowitzki's a good player, in my opinion. And
maybe the best European player ever.
I would think so.
But there's no Mark Cuban card, huh?
No, they should. They should have him on his jet.
Yeah.
Should have him on his jet with all the chicks. And
you know. I like Mark Cuban.
They should have the stats in the back on like how much money he makes.
Guy just cares, man. You can't hate on a guy who cares.
He does. He's very enthusiastic, and he's probably the only owner that you really see. Everybody else has probably got a bunch of other businesses that they do, and they don't care about their team. So another Panini thing that they're doing, and it seems like it's a Panini podcast, but we did go over tops a little bit. Panini's releasing, you know, they did really well with Timeless Treasures for basketball. They've decided to do a Timeless Treasures football. Which I'm excited about because I love high-end sets. I love getting just hits, you know, and that's kind of what the idea is. It's going to be in a tin. It's 2011 Timeless Treasures. It's got a leather helmet guy on the front who looks like it's Earl Clark, who I'm not familiar with because I wasn't around in the 20s. I don't know.
You're excited. Fill these nipples.
So, you know, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. You get a little tin, collector tin, and basically how it's going to work is it's a tin, it's a 5 cards, 3 autographs, limited to $4.99 or less, or memorabilia, 1 autograph guaranteed, plus 2 more cards. So it's 7 cards total. There's going to be Jim Thorpe is going to be the chase card. So we all know Jim Thorpe was an old school guy, old school legend. They're going to be game day souvenirs showcasing game day photography and game worn memorabilia. They're going to have the Hall of Fame class of 2011 with on-card autographs from Marshall Faulk and Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders is one of my favorite players, so I will definitely be trying to collect that. Combination signatures, cut materials. So they're going to have the Thorpe cut signature. They're going to have Red Grange, and the guy that's on the front is actually Earl Dutch Clark. So that's the guy in the leather helmet that's on the front. You can see that on Panini's website, so pretty cool. I'm stoked. We're going to be doing breaks on it. I might buy a box for myself, depending on the price point.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing a case break on it. That looks like a very exciting product.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, after talking about it, my nipples got hard, too. I think it's kind of contagious, the hardening of the nipples when we talk about cards. I don't know if your guys is at home are, or in your car. I don't know where you're at, but could be, you know. So, but anyways, moving on to hockey. You know, look, two subjects that we don't normally talk about. Episode 3, we figured, hey, let's talk about hockey.
Hockey.
Boston Bruins, champions. They took down the mighty Vancouver. It was a heck of a series. Went to 7 games.
First time in 37 years.
That they've won?
Yeah, the Bruins.
Yeah, it's been a drought.
Yeah.
And another kind of fun fact is it's the Boston is the first city to have major championships from their 4 teams within a 7-year period. So they got the Patriots, of course, the Celtics, the Red Sox, and now the Bruins. So that's quite a feat, I think. 7 years, I mean, they're pretty spoiled down there Boston.
It's a pretty good decade.
Yep, to be a Boston fan.
Representing Boston, you know?
Yep, Beantown, baby. So they're Upper Deck, which we don't talk about a whole lot because they don't have their licensing, but they're putting out some pretty good stuff. Upper Deck's getting a commemorative box set of the Stanley Cup champions, Boston Bruins. So it's a 31-card collection. You got your top players like Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, Tim Thomas, Tyler Seguin? Sorry, I'll show my lack of hockey knowledge here. Five-season highlight cards featuring memorable moments from the 2010-2011 series. So it looks pretty cool. They also have a 3.5-inch by 8-inch commemorative card featuring the Bruins basking in their achievement and Tim Thomas hosting the Stanley Cup. That can be bought on upperdeckstore.com. It's also for $19.99. So, you know, pretty good price.
Only $19.95.
Yep, just like Billy Mays said it, the late, great Billy Mays. Actually, it was $19.99. He was off by 4 cents.
Oh, come on. Come on, William Mays.
So, yeah, check that out. It's pretty cool. It's a cool-looking box. It doesn't really have any pictures of the cards I can see, but the box looks pretty cool.
Like the box.
I don't know if any people are going to be opening those anyway. They're probably going to keep it in the box and cherish the memory of the Boston Bruins. I don't know if you guys seen Vancouver rioting in the street. They're like, hockey is the only thing that we have, and we didn't win, and we're going to go nuts.
Yeah, you know, kind of reminded me of the Oakland Raiders when they lost against Tampa Bay.
Was there a lot of rioting there?
There was rioting. It was basically like win or lose, we're tipping over some fucking cars.
Pretty much. I mean, and we're close to Oakland. We know how their fans are. So, but I'm surprised at Canada because they're supposed to be calm people. They got free medical, and you know, it's they got Will Ferrell and you know other great things like that. Canadian bacon. I mean,
Rush,
you know, epicmealtime.com,
Nickelback.
Nickelback. I mean, it's a lot of great things come out of Canada.
Maple syrup.
Oh, of course.
I mean, shit.
I drink maple syrup out of the bottle every day. I say, oh, Canada when I'm drinking it.
Who doesn't?
But yeah, there was a riot in the street. There's a great video on YouTube that I just showed Dan of a guy getting hit in the crotch by a... some kind of a preventative rioting measure thing that exploded. Basically, this bottle rocket or something exploded on his crotch. It was quite funny.
Looked like his penis exploded.
Yeah, it probably split right down the middle.
Looked like it hurt.
Maybe somebody can, Upper Deck, since they have the licensing, maybe they can make a piece of a penis card.
Nice.
A riot. A Vancouver fan rioting game-used penis card.
Oh, man.
I don't know. They probably won't do that, but, you know.
They probably sold a lot of Molson Ice.
So.
A lot of people drinking a lot of Molson Ice and Labatt Blue.
Yep. So, cool. So, yeah, good stuff for the Stanley Cup champions, Boston Bruins. Check out the set if you're a hockey fan. It looks pretty cool. On to some news about NFL players. This just came out today that... The NFL's reviewing some players tied to a failed casino. So apparently Terrell Owens, Santonio Holmes, and Santana Moss were the big names out of this, had invested $20 million or more dollars in a Country Crossing casino. They also named Gerard Warren and linebacker Adelius Thomas for the Patriots. So don't know. I guess that's illegal. It looks like it's from out of Alabama that they were doing it. So they're looking at that. It's a country music themed development, including electronic bingo restaurants and a concert amphitheater. Thomas was partner in barbecue restaurant that had been scheduled to open in June. So apparently they're... actually Floyd Mayweather was also involved. So
Pretty Boy Floyd?
Pretty Boy Floyd.
Why is it illegal?
I think it has to do with gambling, and I think the bargaining agreement prevents people
shouldn't
from gambling.
Be illegal unless there's like a sports book.
Well, it says NFL rules bar employees from involvement with any gaming operation. Players violating that rule could be subject to fines or suspension and have to give up their investments.
No fun league.
Yep, no fun league.
No fun league.
I mean, we all know what happened to my boy, the former owner Eddie D. And his involvement in a casino, he had to actually give up his team.
Nobody really. Who cares?
He gave it up like it was just like the last water in the fridge. He was like, here, just take my team away. It's not worth, you know.
It's the Niners.
$500 billion by any means.
It's the Niners. Don't worry about it.
At that point, we were the only team with five Super Bowls. That's the Dallas. So it was a pretty valuable team.
Kind of bummed they didn't just take them out of the Bay Area.
Just dissolve them completely?
Yep. Be like, we're done with this team. Sorry, NFL.
So, yeah, it's crazy, but there's a lot of people involved. Apparently, Javon Kearse has even been named, and early reports, they're just investigating it, so I don't know if any kind of fines are going to be handed down from that, but I think they should really focus on getting football back rather than eyeing players that are tied to a casino.
Yeah, they're going
to
suspend them for the non-existent season.
Yeah, they're all, you're suspended from the lockout. Go home now, and they're like, sweet, that's what we're at anyway. So... Exactly. So that pretty much does it for the news section.
So we got a fresh cut jam for you right here.
Cylinder, and they're from Santa Cruz, California. Great jam. Check them out at cylinderband.com, where you can download that song plus two others for free, gratis. Who doesn't like free music? Throw it on your iPod, drive down the street with it blaring, head banging. People might think you're crazy, but it's because of the Cylinder, because it's in you.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this. Every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera shows
you. I'm just telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week. I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I study my ass off. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. It's not fun. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
That's why I'm asking you what
I'm telling you right now. We're talking. Deuce and I are talking.
What was the context in
I'm
which...
done. Sorry.
Your Derek Anderson rookie card's not panning out to what you wanted him to be? I'm not surprised, but hey, you looking to sell them? Check out knockoutcards.com, where you can sell any of your cards for free. No listing fees. I know I sold a card last week on eBay for $50. They hit me with like a $7 fee. And that sucks because it adds up, especially if you sell a lot of cards. So check out knockoutcards.com. Lets you sell any of your sports cards with no listing fees. Maximize profits. And that's what we're all about. We want to save some money so that we can buy another box, right? That's how the hobby works. You buy enough and sell enough to buy more. So, but anyways, knockoutcards.com. Mojo Break approved. Check them out. Flashbacks of mediocrity. The year is 2007. This is the Average Joe walking into a card store. I'm at the bar with her. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, nice velour suit. Did Mark Echo have a discount?
Yeah, man, got that. I picked this up for like one.
One what?
$100. Yeah. My boy works down there at the place in the mall, man.
Fat Farm, Juicy.
Yeah, something like that. No, what's that place called in the mall, man? Anyways, hey, I'm trying to get me a Jamarcus card. I want to pick that up. What kind of set should I buy, man?
Well, you're looking for top shelf. You're looking for just something basic.
I ain't talking about alcohol. I'm talking about a Jamarcus Russell card, man. All right. Autograph.
All right, let me get you the cream of the crop right now. We got this Topps Triple Threads. You hip to that? Too many boxes. One full box, I can do it for $175.
Triple Threads, hey, we're not talking about my velour suit, man. I want to pick up some cards and have some Jamarcus Russell on them.
Hey, this Topps Triple Thread might have a relic of your velour suit.
Sweet, man. Hey, how much is that going to set me back, man?
I told you, $175 is the best I can do.
Man, I'll give you $40.
Dollars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually not going to work out.
Oh,
man. The best I can do... pay cash, I'll do $155, and I'll throw in some top loaders for your hits.
All right, man. How about I give you $150 and you give me 27 130 point top loaders?
I don't think you're gonna need 130 point top loaders.
You don't know what I do with my base cards, man? Is I take a lot of them, I just shove them all up in there.
Where are you from?
From Oakland, smoking.
All right.
Anyways, you know, I've been listening to that T-Pain. Thought I'd come in this store. Looks like you got a good establishment, man. Can you sell that for $150 for me?
Okay, $150. Let's do it.
All right, let me bust into this. I better get myself a Jamarcus Russell.
Can I get some cash up?
No, yeah, I got to see what I get first, man. You don't get the merchandise without a. I don't pay before I see what I'm getting.
You good for
it? Oh, man, what is this? A relic? What's a relic, man? Isn't that something old? That's an antique store.
It's a Jersey Pete. Oh, man, that's a Calvin Johnson relic. That's number to 10.
Like Calvin and Hobbs, man? I've never even heard of this guy. I just want me a Jamarcus Russell.
Guy's a number one receiver in this year's draft. How much you want for that?
You could just get $150.
Dollars?
Yeah.
I'll give you a top level.
Hey, next pack. Oh, snap.
What'd you get?
Oh, Jamarcus Russell 101. Triple auto.
Congratulations.
Damn.
He signed it three times?
No, triple jersey auto is what I'm trying to say, man. Clean out your ears, man.
It's weird.
I know you're blinded by my velour suit, but I got a triple auto with Jamarcus Russell here, man.
Wow.
That's my favorite player from TSU.
Actually, one of TSU?
TSU, man.
He went to Tulane?
He went to TSU, man. What are you trying to question me for? I'm about to pistol whip this motherfucker.
Let me get you a top loader. Hey, are you... you married to that card?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think this, I'm not into the stocks game, but I think this is a great investment.
Okay, how about, look, I got this 101 Adrian Peterson here, auto. I know a guy who pay me a good amount of money for that card. How about we do a straight across trade?
Adrian Peterson, that guy, the guy that plays for Chicago?
No, he plays for Viking. Are you a football guy?
I watch every Sunday, man.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday. I don't want the guy on Chicago that's got the dreads, man.
That's the wrong guy.
Ugh.
So,
you mean the guy that plays for the Vikings, dude? That guy's the next Lawrence Phillips.
Wow.
I'll give you
$100 and my Adrian Peterson 101.
No, man.
You want to do that?
No, because come 2011, when Jamarcus has won 3 Super Bowls, I'm going to be able to sell that for like $1,500. You want to give me $1,500 right now? I'll sell it to you.
Ooh, I'm going to have to pass on that.
Well, I'm going to walk out your store. I'm going to come back in 2011, and Slim, Jamarcus Russell, is going to win 3 Super Bowls.
I'll give you
And I'll be laughing at you.
I'll give you $50 and you come back.
I don't think so.
Hey, but I appreciate your business anyway.
All right, well, have a good day. I ain't paying you. This has been an episode of Flashbacks of Mediocrity. We're going to go right into our baseball power report. We're going to do it a little differently than what we've done in our first two podcasts. We're going to go over minor league power, guys that are hitting home runs, because we all know that's what drives the card industry when it comes to hitters is home runs, the long ball. Everybody likes the power guys. That's why, obviously, Bryce Harper. And I'm not going to go over guys that we know who's doing well. Bryce Harper, Paul Goldschmidt, we all know they're both doing really well in the minors, so we're not even going to touch on those. But we're going to go through single A, double A, and triple A. Starting with single A, I want to touch on Cody Hines in the Astros system. He doesn't have any autos out, but Cody Hines is 17 home runs. He's leading the California League with 56 RBIs, batting 341. But you can pick up his card in 2011 Bowman. You can get a refractor for around $3, number to 500. Or you can pick up the gold version, which is number to 50, for around $20. So I think he's a good investment. Next guy is Jed Giorko out of the Padres. Not really flying under the radar. A lot of people have already started collecting this guy. Padres are a mess. I think they're like 9 or 10 games out as we speak. I already called up Anthony Rizzo. I have a feeling Jed Giorko is going to make the call up, or at least, you know, move up to AAA by the end of the year. And Jed has got 15 home runs and 66 RBIs, batting 387. So a lot of buzz around Jed Giorko. So moving on to double A, and this first guy is going to be my buy of the week. And we're talking about Tommy Mendonca for Texas, third baseman, buy of the week. Guys doing really well, and I just bought his 2009 Sterling Auto for $3. So, heck of a deal in my opinion. The guys hit 14 home runs, 52 RBIs, got a 329 average. So there's the buy of the week. Once again, Tommy Mendonca. Moving on to Luke Montz, who's a catcher, AA Nationals organization. You could find the card that I'm going to recommend out of Topps T206. It's an auto, 2009 Topps T206. You can get that around $4 to $8. He's got 14 home runs, 39 RBIs, batting just under 300, so 298. And, you know, the Nationals all about the prospects. Obviously, Ivan Rodriguez is playing the catcher right now, platooning with another guy. So, you know, they've all got a lot of holes. And Nationals, man, having some good drafts. I think they're going to be pretty good in about 5 years. I think it's going to be Casey and the Nationals, the future in baseball. So, moving on to Triple A. I'm going to talk about a guy who's actually been around for a little while and very surprising. Brian LaHare. He was drafted in 2002. He's in the Cubs organization now. And I was like, wow, 2002? So he's like a 30-year-old minor leaguer. Never really been called up for the majors. He had a 45-game stint in 2008. But he's consistently hit 300 in the minors. And this year he's got 20 home runs, leading the league. He's actually got 18 home runs. I'm sorry. Willy Mopeña is leading the league, and we all know about Willy Mopeña. But Brian LaHare has consistently hit over 300, so I think he's just been a victim of, you know, the teams that he's been on have had the positions filled. So the guy's doing well. You can get his car 2007 Sterling Auto for about $5. So who knows? Maybe he gets a start. You know, maybe he gets a start over there in the Cubs team. So next guy for AAA is Matt Gammel for Milwaukee. He's doing really well. He's got 13 home runs, 46 RBIs. You can get his card in 2009 Finest. You can get a number to 75 for about $8, so that's a pretty good buy right now. So Matt Gammel, he's also got a 315 average, so solid all-around guy. Brewers always mix around guys, so it's a good guy to invest. All right, well, that does it for the power report for this one. All right, we're going to get right into this next segment. This might become a staple of our podcast, but what we're going to do is give you our douchebag of the podcast. We're each going to pick one. Has to be sports related, so any players, you know, things that they've done that might be douchey. So we're going to go right into mine, and I'm going to pick LeBron James. Now, I know that's the favorite because of what he said, but I've just never really been a big fan of LeBron James, especially after he left Cleveland.
I actually got to disagree. LeBron's just out there, and at the heat of the moment, the guy just lost the finals. Heat of the moment, they're just like, oh, LeBron, why did you lose again? And I'm like, so he came out and he's like, no matter how bad it was for me with my life losing, you have to go back to your mediocrity life, and you're still going to have the same problems. You know what? Props up to LeBron for just giving people the word.
Well, I think that, you know, he's got to hold himself in higher regards than that. He's an athlete that makes, you know, a lot of kids look up to, and to show his frustration like that. I mean, I know it's frustrating to lose like that, but he's got to take the higher road. And I mean, the douchebagness, in my opinion, goes back to when he left Cleveland, because legal or not legal, there was definitely some collusion there by three of the top NBA players by forming a team to specifically win the NBA Finals. I mean, it's kind of just like they're all going to take pay cuts and they're going to make this team win. Organically, I like it when a team builds. He joins Cleveland. He's from Cleveland. He grows with Cleveland. He wins a championship with Cleveland. That's like a legacy. That's a dynasty. It's not like let's make a team and cheat our way into a final.
Wow, way to go, Doug. You're so PC. You're so just for the people, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, first
people's
off,
podcaster.
What is your number one goal when you're playing sports? Is to win championships, right?
Yes.
All right, so LeBron basically was a free agent. He wanted to basically put together the best chance of winning a championship. Go to the best team. Get all your really good buddies who are good at basketball, because that's what they do, and put them on the same team. Let's win some championships. There's no problem with that. You can't fault LeBron for that. He wants to win. Give him a break. My douchebag of the week is truly a douchebag, is Bryce Harper. The guy is unproven. He hasn't proven shit. That guy is a single A baseball player right now. That guy has not hit major league pitching, but what he does is he gets a home run, and while he's running home plate, he blows a kiss to the pitcher. That guy, his next at bat, right in the face.
Hey, well, maybe, you know, maybe people are overthinking it. Maybe Bryce Harper wanted to take him out to dinner after that. I mean,
that's pretty much it, though. That's not what he wanted to do.
He
didn't want to take him to dinner, right?
Steakhouse after he did
No, maybe some corn dogs, but I don't think so. That is the douchebag. That guy, mark my words, bust. Absolute bust.
So if you pull this card in Bowman 2011, you just throw it away because he's a douchebag?
No, I'd sell it. I'd sell it. I'd make some Skrill. Maybe go get myself a Jamarcus.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I can see where you're coming from, and it's a little disappointing because the guy is so young, and he should be more focusing on making himself better at where he lacks. Because obviously, I mean, he's a good player, but there's areas of his abilities that are lacking, and instead of focusing on blowing kisses. Well, the word is that he got beaned the game before by the same team.
Getting beaned again, too.
He's probably getting beat a couple times because of it.
In the head.
It might be like a Jose Mesa, Omar Vizquel type career move, you know, where every time Omar Vizquel got up and Jose Mesa was pitching, he beaned him.
Yeah.
That would be a very long story to explain to some of these people that are listening, because there's a long history.
That's saying that.
But getting off topic a little bit.
That's saying that Joe Blow pitcher is going to make it to the majors.
Probably not. Single A, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to move
that's
up.
That's my argument exactly. Bryce Harper is in single A.
Yes.
If that home run was against, let's say, Sabathia, Cliff Lee, he could blow all the kisses he wants because he's actually done something.
Yeah.
But we're talking about guys who are not proven, and he's not proven. Show me this guy. Give me one good year in the majors, and then maybe he can have an ego. But right now...
Maybe he's going for a classic villain look. Maybe he wants to be a villain. Maybe he wants to be.
Maybe
like
that
the
explains
guy,
all
know?
The all the eye makeup.
Yeah, he's gonna all be the like eye black. He's like trying to follow in like a Giambi.
He's
or,
like
or John Rocker footsteps. Or
he's like John Rocker. Anybody want to follow in his footsteps?
Well, I mean,
he's like
know.
He's like Batman of Class A baseball.
You know, just classic heel. Maybe he gets a. people that love to hate him, and that fuels him. I don't know. I just know that the guy's too cocky for his own good at this point in his career. He needs to get set down to earth. I mean, he's batting 500 right now. I mean, he's not batting 500, but he's had some weeks where he's been, you know, 12 for 24, and I think he's got like 22 home runs or something.
Well, he's trying to figure out, first off, he's trying to figure out what this wood bat is, because it's the first year he's actually used one.
Right. What is this?
Is this wood?
What is this thing? Well, it's working for him. I think he's got like 22 home runs, so.
Whatever.
He's figured it out.
Overrated. But. Overrated.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll check back.
I mean, he's a... Is he a five-tool athlete, Doug?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Does he have all five tools?
It's his bat that they love. He
obviously doesn't.
He hits 500-foot home runs with metal bats.
He obviously doesn't have, like, a great personality, so that can't be one of the tools. A good guy? Probably not.
Well, he's kind of like, you remember Reggie Bush when he put the area code on his eye makeup? Bryce Harper is a trendsetter with the Warrior makeup. I see kids doing it already.
Are they, when they go out there, are they going to war? I thought this was a game.
Well, he's blowing kisses. He thinks, look, it's life. It's blowing kisses. It's all about.
So when you go to war, you blow kisses?
Yep. That's how you do it.
You just make out all day.
Yep, and then take them out to dead steakhouses.
Yep. Well, I don't think they actually went out to a steakhouse. I think you're just making that up.
I you never know.
So to cap this off, LeBron, not douchebag. Bryce Harper. Major douchebag.
Well, that's one man's opinion. Let's hear your opinion. Post on our Facebook. What do you think about our douches? And if you have any ideas, what do you think about our douches? You know, not that we douche or anything, but put a douchebag in your opinion. So for maybe the next podcast, we might pick your douche.
Got real weird all of a sudden.
Did.
Got
too
real
much
weird.
Douche talking here. But
dudes and douche.
To revisit podcast one, I know we have such a huge following. This is dying to hear what we thought about this, but we predicted Bowman, and our prediction was way wrong. If you listen to podcast one, which is right when Bowman 2011 came up, we predicted that the jumbos would skyrocket to around 350, and we were a little wrong.
Well, let's see. As of today, I checked, and they're going for about 180 on a major internet retailers. I'm not going to throw any names out there, but they have a form that's really popular.
And it has out in the name.
Yeah, it starts.
I've already given up too much information, but they can contact us if they want to advertise on the podcast. But yeah. I mean, we were a little far off. Obviously, last year they had Strasburg. Strasburg got called up. The timing was right. Boom! Boxes skyrocketed. The 101 came out, sold for $20,000. It was just the meteors aligned. The planets all were stacked up. So I think that's what worked out in its favor.
Then I think right during Ginter. Sorry to cut you off. Right during Ginter is where his arm fell off. Right.
Pretty much.
And then pretty much everything just started tanking.
Yeah, and his arm is—it's like Humpty Dumpty. They're just trying to put it back together at this point. But, and there's not a whole lot of support back to the 2011 Bowman. There's not a huge supporting cast like there was last year. Last year you had Hayward, you had Ackley, you had Donovan Tate, who was predicted to do really well. I mean, this year you have Brandon Belt, Paul Goldschmidt. But other than that, there's a lot of guys that aren't, really doing well. And
yeah, they're
a little ways from being called up, but that's what the prospects are all about.
But it's still a good product. It's still on-card autos.
Yes.
You still have the lowered number cards, like the red refractors and stuff like that. It's still a good product. It needs to get down to around that $100 price range to be able to rip and flip.
Yes.
Again, with that key phrase.
Yes, that's so popular.
So popular. But if it was $100, I think you can actually buy a box for $100 and flip it and probably make your money back.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a risk in my opinion. There's a lot of $2-3 autos in there.
Well, I mean, look at the Crawford. I picked up a Crawford for $8 and it was instantly going for about $35.
Yeah, that's retail only.
Yeah, basically, go out and buy retail.
Hey. I mean, obviously the auto odds are not as good, but, you know, it is a good product. I'm interested to see what Chrome's going to look like, and it has a decent prospect list on that, so that's going to be a fun product, I think. I was a fan of Chrome last year, even though there wasn't a big names on there, but I think this year they've really stepped it up. Love the design of the card, so I'd be waiting to see that. So
basically, before we end this segment, I want to basically say my sleeper, and it's not really a sleeper, but sleeper product, Topps Marquee. Run and just grab a truckload right now. Just hold on to it.
So just do a truckload break?
A truckload break. Nice. Cases and cases and cases. That stuff is going to be tribute. It is going to be tribute all over again. Pre-selling for about $175. Probably going to get up to about $450 a box. Mark my words here. I just said that shit. That just went down.
You know, and you just said that after we were totally wrong on our Bowman, so we need to definitely be right on this. So Dan's going out on a limb. I do agree. And we'll see how Marky does. Well, we're going to rock out one more time. That was nice, and that was Zed with Lunatics and Liars. And you could check them out at zedisdead.com, and that's Z-E-D RealSeriousIsDeed.com. Real simple. Download it.
It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.
All right, this next segment we wanted to talk about was pack searching. I go through a lot of forums, whether it be Blowout or some of the bigger name forums, and it seems to be the topic of a lot of conversations on there, a lot of threads talking about pack searching. We kind of wanted to give you our opinion. Want to state right from the beginning, we're not for pack searching. There's some people that take it real serious, and if they knew who was pack searching, they might show up at their door and kill them. Or threaten their mom or something. I don't know.
And it mostly happens with retail.
Obviously, yeah.
Very, very rarely. I mean, most local card stores are going to have their packs behind a counter. They allow you to basically search through them, but they're not going to let you sit there and finger bang them.
Like you would a teenage girl when you were a teenage person in high school.
All right. Well, now it's just got real weird.
Yeah. Well, I clarify that I'd be the same age, you know.
But it looks like, I mean, it basically happens at your local stores like Target and Walmart and all those. I see guys. I walk through there. I actually don't really mess with retail too much just because of that. I know that as soon as they put out those gravity box feeders, there's guys who are just sitting there waiting for it. They're going to go through everything, every single pack. Nobody's going to stop them. There's nothing really against the law. I mean, they're not breaking a law doing it. But it just really, really hurts the hobby in general. And basically, it's the kids it's the next generation of collectors that are going to be coming up.
Absolutely. They're suffering the most. I mean, because us guys that have a little bit more money, obviously, I mean, I'll go buy a box from a hobby store or from, you know, Blowout or any of the bigger name sites, eBay maybe. Your odds are obviously better. When I do buy retail, I'll buy retail a little bit more than Dan does, but I'll buy like a blaster or something that's sealed. So I know that I'm probably, obviously those can't be... finger banged with quotes on the end of those.
That's my quote. That's my...
You patent?
Yeah, I patent.
Patent finger banging.
Yep.
But, you know, and what's weird is that people are supporting this pack searching because there's hot packs on eBay. You guys have seen them. People spend the premium for them, which is also another controversy because people are selling these hot packs. So you got Top Series 2, for example, a hot pack, sold for $12. We all know it retails for $2.99. Now, who's to say this person didn't, buy a hit for $2, like, I don't know, like a Daniel Bard jersey or something, one of the lower hits that you can get, and put it in a pack and then just glue it back together and sell it as a hot pack and profit from it. I mean, that could be happening, too, with these hot packs that they sell on eBay, but people are definitely paying a premium for them. I know when Bowman came out, the rack packs, Topps needs to take note of this and do a better job so that you can't see through the pack. Because people were selling Harpers because you could see it through the bottom of the pack. And people were paying more for those than just buying a Harper card.
Yeah.
You could have bought a Harper card base for $10, but a hot pack with Harper in it was selling for $20. I mean, is there any chance of anything else in there maybe? I don't know. You know that you're getting a BC1, a regular version of Harper in there, but you're going to pay the premium for it. So... Topps needs to put something on the back there that doesn't let people see through.
Well, they can put one of those security cards that they put in there. They can put that on the back.
Well, and they do have it. It's only on, I've seen it, it's on one side, and it's like every six or seven packs.
Yeah.
So they should do it every pack, and they should do it for both sides. Or just maybe make the wrapping a little thicker. I know they're trying to save money on putting out retail because probably not a whole lot of profit for them. But...
Or maybe get rid of retail.
Or, yeah, get rid of retail altogether.
It's
probably quick and easy money for them. That's why they do the retail. They want people to buy hobby because there's more of a markup for hobby for them. But, you know, it kind of keeps people in the loop, people that collect base cards, kids, you know. And they always have it by the cash register. So, obviously, it's an impulse item.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't have its own section. So, it's sitting right where you would check out. And you'd be like, all right, I came in to get detergent and meat, but here's some Tops, you know. Maybe I'll try a pack or two. I personally go in just for cards. But that's because I'm a dork. But a lot of people probably go and buy some meat and some shirts.
Or there's some people who... you know, 20 years ago they used to collect, and they're like, oh, maybe I'll buy a pack. Why not? Yeah. But
and there are some people that just get excited over a Derek Jeter base card that's worth 50 cents. You know, they're stoked about it. Me, I guess I have a caviar taste when it comes to hobby. I want autographs. I want jerseys. You don't get autographs out of retail. You do, but the odds are very slim.
Nah, it's like 1 in 300,000 packs.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
not
bad.
It's not bad. It's good odds. Better than the lottery, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, verdict out on pack searchers for me. I don't condone it. I think it sucks. I'm not going to get as angry as some of the people on the boards. But, I mean, to the people that do pack searching, I mean, get a life, really. I mean, seriously. There's probably better things to do. You know, if you want to hit that bad, just buy it on eBay. I mean, some people make a business out of it, but you really kind of, I don't know. Maybe these retail stores can do a little bit better job of protecting this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not into it either, and I get why they're doing it, and I understand that there's money to be made in it. I have never purchased a hot pack. I refuse to give any of these people any of my money. And it really hurts the next generation of hobbyists, of card collectors. You know, kids are gonna open up 10 of those packs, they're not going to get any hits. They're not even going to know really what it is. There's some really cool stuff going on in the hobby right now. I mean, between relics and, like, jumbo patches and autos, I mean, a lot of people don't even know that those exist. People who used to collect cards 20 years ago have no idea. And if they kept the hits in that retail, maybe it would expand the hobby and just make it, you know, better for everybody.
Yeah. No, I agree completely, and maybe they could consider, they have like these things that it's at Top Series too, and they're all, you get like one pack and it's in a sealed box. Actually, Toys R Us does it more than I've seen it anywhere else, where it's literally one pack on a rack holder thing, and it's in a piece of cardboard. That might be the way to do it, but well, they want to throw these gravity feeders in there, and obviously it's easy for space and everything, so I get why they do it, and Top probably doesn't care about it. They just want to make money. So.
Yeah, Tops doesn't care.
But one thing I did notice about Tops, and I don't know if I like it, they've been coming out with, they have their own eBay name, which is Tops Vault. I don't know if you've seen any of the listings, but they sell these blank backs 101s. So basically, it's a Top Series 2 card or Series 1. I've seen them do it. And it's a blank back and it's a 101, and it's coming from Tops. So, to me, I mean, it's about the money, but to me, it's kind of like, it's almost like counterfeiting bills to me, because you're the mint. That'd be like if the Franklin Mint went out and sold, you know, money.
Yeah, I know what I mean. I get what you're saying.
It's kind of like, why don't you throw those in those packs? I mean, I could understand if a blank back came out and it was an error card or something. Throw those in the packs. I mean, I know there's 101 printing plates, 101 cards.
So they actually put 101. On the card.
I can't tell. I just know that it's a blank back. I don't know if it actually has 101 on the card, but in their eBay listing, it does say 101.
Wow.
So, and it comes directly from Tops. So.
So they could technically be printing as many of those as they want.
They could, but I mean, it has an official, one thing I have seen that it has official hologram that goes on the back of the card that is saying that it's not counterfeit or anything like that. So. I don't know. I just would rather have that kind of stuff in the packs, personally. I mean, stuff they also sell, I've seen like a negative from a 1970 Reggie Jackson, like the negative from the photo they use. That's cool to sell, but when it actually involves the card itself, in my opinion, I think it should be put in the packs.
Oh, absolutely.
Or, you know, keep them and put them in a set that comes out later, maybe like the best of set or something, like a buyback set or something. I don't know. Just I think selling it on eBay is kind of chintzy, in my opinion, by Topps. But because they had a Bryce Harper 1/1 on there, I think it sold for like $200. It's basically a base card for Pro Debut, and it's a blank back, and it's a 1/1, considered a 1/1. So, and it sold for like $200-$300, I think.
You know, they're trying to figure out ways that they can get paid. It's a business.
It is.
It's business all around.
I don't blame them in that regard. But that would be, I just feel like it's in a certain way, I feel like it's cheating to me. But that's that. All right, so we're going to go over Top Series 2. I think we're pretty much versed in it. We opened a whole case on Sunday of Top Series 2 Jumbo 6-box case, so we've seen a lot of the cards. We've probably seen all the base cards.
I think we have.
A couple times over. I like it. My review, I mean, I think it's a good value. I mean, you obviously get a lot of cards, and I sorted them all, so I got to see how many came out. And it's, you know, 50 packs, or 50 cards per pack, 10 packs a box. So it was a total of 3,000 cards per case, 3 hits per box, and 10 diamond codes per box. So making a total of 60 diamond codes, 18 hits. What do you think about the manufactured glove pieces?
I don't like them. I mean, it's, they shouldn't count it as a hit.
Right.
And you know, if they put it in there, put an extra relic in there. Make it the fourth hit. If it was a fourth hit, I'd be like, that's cool. That's kind of a bonus.
Yeah.
But they put it in there and they count it as a hit. There is nothing about that card that has really any collector's value to it. It's cool. It's a cool looking card.
Right.
But it's something that Topps is just mass producing.
Right. I agree, and you get one of those per box. We got 6 of them, and there tends to be, in a whole case, there's one that's numbered to 99 in a black version. We actually got 2 Killabrews, and one of them was a black version numbered to 99. I agree. I think, you know, collectors are into the game used stuff, the autograph. I mean, even if it's event worn or something like that, that's cool. I mean, they kind of get by pacifying it that way. But being that it had really nothing to do with the player and the Topps, like, just made it, you know, it's pretty much like another base card in a sense.
Yeah.
It's just a thick base card. They go for anywhere from $6 to $20, $25 on eBay. So there are some people that like them. So obviously some of the bigger name players are going for more. Last year's Series 1 Strasburg went for a decent amount. But yeah, let's like, even if it was a glove piece that was game worn, that'd be cool.
It is. The concept is there. The actual like manufacturing of the patch, I get why they do it. I mean, they're not gonna take pieces of everybody. I mean, guys use the same glove their whole career.
Right. I mean, they can't. That would be an extremely rare card that would be in like a top Sterling type deal. But maybe cut up a glove or something. I don't know, or game worn. Like, have them wear it in an event worn. Have them wear it at a game or an event, signing event or something. The autos were pretty cool. We got decent autos. I looked at the checklist. There are some less than subpar autos in there. I like the way that the cards look, so that's a plus in my opinion. But they're not numbered, at least the versions that we got. So out of the 6 boxes, nothing was numbered. So I don't know if there's a short print list that's come out, but they seem like they're mass-produced as far as the autos are concerned, and they're sticker autos. But for a low-end set, I mean, you can't complain. You can't really want on-card autos for a set that's kind of, you know, your basic top set. So I like those. What do you think about the autographs?
Oh, the autos were good. I mean, in our case, I felt the autos were really strong.
Yeah.
We did really well. I also looked at the checklist. Checklist is, I've seen worse. I mean, it's not bad. But overall, love the way the cards look. The inserts, I mean, the Topps Town don't really do it for me.
Yeah.
The before they were Topps insert didn't really do it for me.
Oh, you're talking about like the tobacco versions?
The tobacco version. Personally, I'm not a big fan of the throwback style card. I like, I like all the bells and whistles. I like the real sharp looking photos and mm-hmm. some foil, a little bit of bling in my card, you know?
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
You know, and I actually, well, the reason I do like the throwback cards, but I see what you're saying. I like the throwback cards because I like the thrill of getting the original back. It's kind of cool. It's kind of a nostalgic thing. Obviously, it's not as worth as much as the original card, but they're worth, the original backs are a little bit more than just the regular back. I think they call them a red back. So I like those. One thing I was impressed about, which they had in Series 1, I do like the variation cards, the 60th anniversary variation cards where it's all really, really sparkly. I do like the way those look. I remember opening my first pack in Series 1, I thought I got something really big because it looks like that. It looks like a Super Fractor or something like that. But those are inserted at least one per jumbo pack. And they have the legend variations, which I was pretty stoked about. That was something that they did really good at. as they had like a Hank Aaron version. We got a Hank Aaron, we got a Walter Johnson, we got Reggie Jackson, and it's the same format as Topps. If you haven't seen these already, it's the same format as the Topps card themselves, but it's the legend card. So it's the old players on the newer format. So I like that, and they're short printed, so they're actually worth something. Some of the bigger names sell for $10, $15, $20, like Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron and stuff like that. So I like that. And those are worthy of top loaders in our break. You know, there's a lot of cards that aren't worthy of top loaders in the top set, but the Legend SPs, those definitely got top loaders.
Yeah, those variation cards were awesome. Is that what you refer to them as? Are they called variations? Because I get a lot of people saying sparkle cards, and I know they actually have the...
That's why it's confusing. Yeah. It's a very... I guess you could just call it a... I think it's a 60th anniversary variation. Because
I've heard people refer to them as diamond cards, and we know we don't want to do that.
Because there's diamond.
I've heard people say that they're sparkle cards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do that.
Right.
But they do look like they're diamond cards. Pretty good description. They do sparkle.
They sparkle, and they're flashy, you know. They could blind you in the sun.
I get it. I mean, I like them. I think they're cool. I definitely, same boat as you. I like the older, like, players, the old school guys.
Yep. Cool. So I think we pretty much went over everything. I mean, we did get one big hit that was really sweet. It was a dual... Morgan Utley relic number to 50, and it was bats. So it was dual bat relic, one bat from Morgan, one bat from Utley, relic numbered out of 50, and it was 8 of 50, which is Morgan's number. So that was cool for us. And I like the idea of that we only got one per case, so it does make those like short printed, those are the sought after cards. So even though they did mass produce a lot of their stuff, they also kind of kept it where, I mean, we didn't even get the relic auto variation. There's a lot of those out there. We didn't get the jumbo jersey piece. We didn't get the redemption for the Hank Aaron, obviously. So there's a lot of collectible stuff that can sell for a high value on eBay that are pretty short printed. So
it's a good value. I would definitely I definitely say everybody should go out and buy a box. I mean, you can get a box for pretty much around $60 for a hobby, maybe about 100, maybe 110 for a jumbo.
Yep.
I think the jumbo is the best bet because you're going to get an auto in it. Well, you get three hits. I think you're guaranteed one auto.
Yeah, it's one auto. You get that manufactured glove piece and then another relic.
And pretty much what I've seen, it looks like all the hobby boxes are just coming with one relic.
For the most part. And you also get the diamond codes, one per jumbo pack. So that means you get 10 per jumbo box. I think they're falling at a rate of 5 to 6 per hobby. So, I mean, and those are cool. Like I said earlier in the podcast, I got a Freddie Freeman die cut I sold for $38. So, I mean, you can get a lot of crap common cards out of there too. But they give you those chase cards to shoot after. I think there's still a 1952 mantle that you can get. They got the embedded diamond code cards, which I've seen sell anywhere from $300 to $1,400. It's a one of one with a diamond card, so diamond in it. So, and those are through the redemption, through the diamond code only from Topps Diamond. So those are cool. We didn't really touch on the relic. In a hobby box, you get the glove piece, the auto, and the relic. The relics were cool. We got 6 of them. I think we only got one with a multicolor.
Starlin Castro.
Starlin Castro had a pinstripe on it. So it's pretty much just a single color. But we did get a Ricky Henderson, which is cool to see, a legend. The rest were all, like, I think we got David Ortiz, Daniel Bard. So mostly common players, but they do have legend relics. So I thought that was pretty cool. But as far as going on to grading it, I think for the value, I'd give it an A just because of all the stuff that you get, and you get a whole crap load of cards.
You know, I would give it probably like a B plus. It definitely is really good for people who like building sets too. Buy a couple boxes, you probably will be able to put together a base set.
Yeah, it's great for set builders.
So I give it like a B plus. The only thing stopping it is getting an A is being that manufactured glove piece.
Yeah, for the value. And that's where I was going to go. My next category would be hits, and I was going to give it a B minus on hits, mainly for that glove patch. Three hits is cool for the jumbo box for the price, and then the chance of getting the SPs. It seemed like we at least got one SP per box.
Do they have the manufactured leather glove pieces in the hobby? Or is it just jumbo?
I think it could be in the hobby too.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what rate
that could fall at. That could be your one hit.
Yeah. Yep. So you don't get anything game used in
that. That's rough.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing about that. But yeah, for hits I would give it a B minus just for the simple fact that what Dan said about the manufactured piece. But overall it's always sought after. It's tops, it's original, everybody likes it. But in these days, we've obviously moved on to high-end stuff. But for value, I think it's a good value.
Absolutely.
All right, that does it for our TOS review. Okay, well, we're about to get into our Elite preview. But before that, I wanted to tell you about another website, loanforcards.com. Great site. They have a lot of free stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff? They sent me a free Michael Jordan card to add to my Michael Jordan PC. Can't complain. Check them out, and it's loanforcards.com. So that's loan and then the number 4 cards.com. Real simple, easy to remember. They're always having contests. They've got some great deals on some singles. I don't want to give the whole site away. They do free shipping for any purchases over $50, so that's, you know, really cheap in comparison to some of the bigger name sites. But check out loanforcards.com, another Mojo Break approved website. So what I'm excited about is Donruss Elite just released. And everybody's getting excited about it. It's on the verge of the news of the lockout pretty much going to be ending soon. I think the players and the owners, you know, millionaires against billionaires, have came to an agreement. And it looks as if today, being Wednesday, the 22nd, that there's going to be no lockout. So we're going to see a lot more excitement building over football cards, rookies, things like that. So what's great about the Elite is it did really well last year, and I think it's going to do a little bit better this year, in my opinion. The design of the cards is cool. I personally like die-cut cards. Nice inserts, nice numbered stuff. I'm actually going to probably be opening a box later today, so check out YouTube. We also have a case that we're going to break this weekend for our group breaks. But they've got some great rookies, and they also have a good mix of veterans. And what I'm super excited about is they're doing a booklet cards finally. They've seen how well Topps did, and they're like, we need to get up on this. And people like it. I like it. I've never actually pulled a booklet card, so I'm going to get probably one this weekend in our case. Not me personally, but I'm going to pull one, so I'm going to see it firsthand. So I'm totally excited about that. And what they did is they have one booklet per case, so it's going to be rare, and they have two different sets. They have the Throwback Threads book cards. Just to give you a few, there's a Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson. There's a Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick. Joe Montana, Tom Brady. That's like the two best quarterbacks of all time on one card. Otto Graham, Sammy Baugh, Jim Pluckett, Marcus Allen, Raymond Berry, Lenny Moore, Emmitt Smith, Eric Dickerson. It's like ridiculous. So what they're going to do is they're going to do the base booklet cards, and those are all numbered to 99, and those are just going to be two jersey pieces. And then they're going to do prime jersey variations where it's going to be like multicolor. And then they're going to do autograph versions numbered 25 or less. So it's going to be, you know, a piece of a jersey plus an autograph. And then they're going to have auto prime jersey variations, which are going to be numbered to 10. So those are going to go for a pretty penny, especially some of the bigger names. And then the other booklets are numbered to 25, and they're passing the torch dual autographs. So you got Peyton Manning, Sam Bradford, LT, Ryan Matthews, John Elway, Tim Tebow, Michael Irvin, Dez Bryant, Tony Gonzalez, Tony Moyaki. It's an awesome checklist, and I'm actually looking at the checklist on sportscardradio.com. Great site for checklists. Got to give them a plug. They also have a really good podcast too. So, but they have all their checklists, so I can look at them right now, and that's how I'm doing. But they also have Legends of the Fall variations, which Adrian Peterson. And they have the gold versions, the out of 99, black out of 99, red out of 49. So really cool. They got the obviously all the hot rookies. They call them the new breed. They have jersey versions, auto prime jersey variations of all the big names: Cam Newton, Blaine Gabbert, AJ Green. Greg Little, Jake Locker, Jamie Harper, Jonathan Baldwin, Julio Jones, anybody you can think of in the set. So all kinds of different variations for it. But I'm totally excited for it. Like I said, you've heard me say that 3 times. I'm like a little boy in a candy store just waiting for it. So we'll do a review on it next podcast because we're going to we're going to have a good amount of experience in it. So we're opening two cases and maybe more. So football's looking up. So things that we got going on as far as mojobreak.com, we still have some spots left in our elite. The rest of our case one teams are up on eBay right now. There's about five teams left. So I think most of them already have bids, but like I think the Chargers, the Giants are left. So Giants a good team with Prince. That's up on our eBay site. You can search username Mojo Break for our eBay site. We also have Topps Inception coming up, which is going to be a nice high-end football set. I think a one-pack, seven cards. I think it's three hits. Nice on-card autos. The pictures look really nice. So we got stuff for that. We're also taking we got a little bit left in our Allen and Ginter case break. So if you guys are interested in that, so check that out. So that's going to do it for this podcast, but always check out mojobreak.com. I just set up a new blog, so we're using WordPress, so we're going to try to keep in touch that way. We've got our Twitter, which is at mojobreak_com, so add us on Twitter. Our Facebook, you know, we've always doing free stuff, and we're going to take you out with the douchebag song. We're going to play a little bit of it. I don't want any copyright infringement, but it's by My Martian. Ray William Johnson from Equals 3 on YouTube contributed to this. You can download the song from iTunes. You heard it right before our douchebag segment. But the song is Mr. Douchebag, and it's by My Favorite Martian. So download it on iTunes. It's only like 99 cents, and the song is hilarious. So, all right, you guys have a good weekend. Good luck breaking whatever you're going to break, and keep the hobby alive. Keep ripping those packs and busting those cases. I'm Doug Fresh, and I'm out.
Douchebag, you're a douchebag. Douchebag, douchebag. Hey, Mr. Douchebag, why's your ego so massive? You know it's 2 a.m. and it's dark outside. You don't need those sunglasses. Yeah, we all remember that hot chick.
Ah.
You hooked up with once.
Bye-bye.
Cause you went on to brag about it for months and months.
Month. Yeah, we all get that you think it's impressive, but ain't nobody impressed with how much expressing, buying Smirnoff ice for girls half your age. Tell it all your douchebag friends that you still got game.
Dear Mr. Douchebag, we all agree that you are a dumbass. Why can't you see that?
You're a douchebag. 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 You're a douchebag. Douchebag. Douchebag.
Dear Mr. Douchebag.
Bro, if it weren't for my bum knee.
And why you got to complain? Every single time you're not getting laid. You douchebags are a lot of the same.
Dude, let's go. This place is full of grenades.
Always trying to look cool like it's a full-time career. That's why your Facebook pic shows you chugging a beer. You got your gold chain and your wife beater on, so you can fist pump your way to the tanning salon.
Dear Mr. Douchebag, we all agree that you are a dumbass. Why can't you see that?
You're a douchebag. Douchebag. You're a douchebag.
Mojobreak.com.